Jabo, say good morning. Let's continue. So we're picking up today on page 120. So Rav Kashtiel writes, he says, Lama Loagim, it's the second, that's the fourth line down from the top of the page. Lama Loagim al Ka'ila Anashim. Omrim lo makara, mani yisa kazet tzadik. So remember again, we're not talking about the idea that the dynamic, that when a person tries to be different or separate from the chevra, from the peer group, that often there's a negative reaction on the part of the peer group. And people, again, begin to make fun of the individual who wants to be an individual. People begin to disparage his actions. Suddenly, oh, you're such a tzaddik. Why are you doing all this? Lama chevra osezeh? Lama chevra lo eges al ben adam? That's a very simple question. Why do people do this? Right? Why does the peer group, why does the social group respond this way when one of the members does something different than the collective? Hachuvihi. Shekodem kol hamon hamon shekodem kol. Hamon hamon anashim mechaver nimtzoyim, kimo shamarna b'metzuka masmedas. So the first thing to remember, says Rav Kashtiel, is most people who are part of a peer group, of a social group, he says they are in the state of metzuka masmedas. Metzuka masmedas means the trap of habit. Trap of habit. In other words, that most people, as we've been discussing, just simply go with the flow. There's been something they've been doing, a way they've been acting, a behavior they've been adopting all of these years. And that's what they go with. Each person in their essence doesn't really know what's right and what's not right, because they're measuring their actions against the other. Yesh lahem yisurei matzmon levatim koma shemachzik osam zeshem yadu shekachahim b'seder im kulam. What's interesting is that many people, many of us, so deep down we know that there are things that I should be doing differently, things that I should be adjusting, things that somehow I should be addressing. But the way we kind of justify not doing that is by going ahead and saying, well, everyone else, I look around, and as long as I'm not all that different than my peer group, as long as I'm pretty much in the ballpark with my peer group, so, you know, I'm good. I'm good. I don't really. So what happens? Mashinosilam shalva shem kimo kulam. What gives me inner peace is the knowledge that I'm with everybody else. So, you know, look, if I'm in trouble, the good news is everyone else is in trouble also. You know, whatever it is, there's comfort, there's security in numbers, in knowing that at the end of the day, what's happening with me is reflective of what's happening with the collective. Upitom. Yesh mishu echad shu omerega azma hu koreteger ala mishenes hayitziv hazos hu me'ayim. And then suddenly there is an individual who comes along, and that individual says, well, wait one second. What are we doing over here? What are we doing over here? Is this correct? Is this the right approach? Is this what we should be doing? Hu me'ayim, meaning he goes ahead and he raises doubts and he raises concerns about what it is that's going on. Kulam bikivun echad hulo. Everyone's going in one direction, and this individual is not. He says, as zemashu lo normali, something abnormal begins to occur. Hamashu hayatziv hazeh shalahem, hu kvar lo kol kach yatziv. So that which everyone else in the chevra thought was good and appropriate, for this individual suddenly is not good and appropriate. Zem ma'orer sheilos. This awakens questions. Lo rotzim l'shol sheilos. But the reality is the chevra does not want to think. The chevra does not want to question. Why? Because the chevra just wants to keep going with the flow. And the problem is, if you begin to question and you begin to think, what ends up happening? What ends up happening? So people have to begin to revisit their ways. The easiest thing to do is to simply go ahead and hide in the normal mundanity of the chevra. Whatever the chevra is doing, that's what I'm doing. Hachuvos ksuvos, lo tzarech lechapeis osam, hemidios tistakel b'cholon yeminos, smolo tirem hachuva, adam kazem ma'ayem aleim. Adam kazesh shematzliach latzeis kamei hachevra b'derech klal hachevra mezayebo, roebo, mishu yochol lahakim chevra acheres. So you hear what the Rav Kashtiel is saying is something amazing. So what happens in life is when people, two lines up from the bottom of page 120, so what ends up happening in life is there's a certain comfort in being part of the chevra. And that comfort is what? That comfort is really I don't have to think. I don't have to think, meaning as long as I'm part of my peer group, whatever everyone else is doing is good enough for me as well. It's good enough for me as well. So there's an incredible comfort in that, that I don't have to think, I don't have to take responsibility, I don't really have to contemplate all that much. I just have to go with the flow. But when one of the members of the Chevra says, hey Chevra, this is not right, this is not what we should be doing, there's got to be something else. So it throws the whole Chevra into flux, because now people have to begin to contemplate the prospect that maybe I have to rethink the way I'm doing things. And that sends a shiver down the spine of the Chevra. Therefore what? He says, Yesh lo ofi utipus, hu ben adam im ometz, hu azav Chevra l'mashu achar. People begin to see this person who says there's got to be something different, and they see someone who's ready to leave the Chevra, who's ready to go ahead and say that there's something more, there's something bigger. Hu od yekayim Chevra acheres, such a person is mekayim another Chevra. Page 121. Ze bichlal ayom vinora. This is something absolutely overwhelming and amazing. Dafka hatipusim achalashim shal hachevra miyad doagim shal yetzi min hachevra. So what happens? The other weak members of the chevra, so they're scared and they want to do anything and everything to keep this guy inside the chevra. Him tovsim osam b'shinayim. They grab onto him with his teeth. Him yasu akol lahapil oso. Because remember again, the psychology of this is quite amazing. This is what's happening over here. So it says Rav Kashtiel, this is why when one of the members of the Chevra says, no, this is not right, things have to be different, and he tries to go ahead and leave the Chevra, establish a new Chevra, the reaction is so visceral. Why? Because if this guy is going to leave the Chevra, he's going to do something different, that forces the rest of us to be contemplative and thoughtful as well. And people don't want to be contemplative and thoughtful. People just want to simply go with the flow. That's why when one of the members of the Chevra asserts himself and he tries to, quote unquote, be better, do better, live better, so what happens? The rest of the Chevra reacts in a strong way. They grab onto him, they latch on, they tear him apart, they try to pull him down, all in an effort. It's not really because of him. It's in order that they don't have to do anything additional. It's in order that they shouldn't have to live up to any additional expectations. This scares them. Because if this guy leaves the Chevra, the other members of the Chevra are going to have to begin to think. They're going to have to begin to change things. They'll say to him, what are you doing? Why are you changing everything around? With something missing that we have to begin to change around our life, meaning to change our habits, Zuros Kashiva, the way we think, has Naguyos Harasas Osan. Yilag Alav Magligov Loki. So listen to this. So therefore, now we understand the dynamic. And by the way, this is so incredible because I think this happens to many of us at some point in life. We're part of the Chevra. I realize that this peer group, they're good people, but not the right people for me. I try to extricate myself from those circumstances, and I catch a lot of flack for going ahead and swimming upstream a little, for doing things a little bit differently. And it's strange, because at first glance I say, why am I getting such heat for trying to do the right thing? But now we understand it. Because often, again, this is the psychology. The safety of the Chevra allows me not to have to grow in life. Because if the other members of my Chevra are kind of holding where they are, they're stuck where they are, and they're not growing, I don't have to grow either. When one of the members of the Chevra disengages and says, no, there's got to be more, that then requires the rest of the Chevra to think that same thing as well. They don't want to think that same thing. So instead, what's their reaction to the guy who's the quote-unquote tzaddik? Mm-hmm. Ah, you're crazy, you're frowned out, that's ridiculous, what are you doing? We're fine just where we are, you're an extremist. Why? The guy just wants to do a little bit better. And remember, he's not telling the Chevra what they have to do. This in general, by the way, I always say this, that in life, you know, sometimes a person will take a particular position. And others will have such a visceral reaction to that position. So the reality is in life, it's important to understand, everyone is entitled to have their positions. Everyone is entitled to have their shitos. Sometimes when you see people react so viscerally to the hashkafa or the shita of another, It's because they're not secure enough in who they are. See, sometimes a person will say something or take a particular position, and deep down I know they're right. But I'm not ready to subscribe to that yet for a variety of different reasons. I'm not holding their life. I'm not ready. So often the way I combat that knowledge that deep down that other person is right is by attacking them, is by undermining them. And says Rav Kashtiel, there's an easier way. So that's the psychology of the Chevra. Therefore, the only way, so how do we approach him? We'll read this line, but with this we'll stop. He says, Yalig al maligof, lo kede linkom al kede lisyatze ba'emes. So the Ramchal says, a person has to learn to disparage his disparagers. Not to take nekama, not to go ahead and to take revenge, but rather again to establish truth. So we'll stop over here with this, but you'll see, Meretz Hashem, what Ramchal is going to say is, when you know what you have to do, and others try to disparage or undermine you, so as long as you know, well, say a person has to be clear, has to be sure that what they're doing is correct, but if I know that what I'm doing is correct, says the Ramchal, the most important thing is to find the strength to take a stand. To strive to, now again, his lashon over here sounds like you have to disparage the disparagers. We're going to see, not literally that a person, chas v'shalom, disparages anyone, that we don't do, but lemaisa at the end of the day, that just because the chevra says that this is the right, I'm wrong, or I'm a tzaddik, I'm being too much of a from, understand that if I know what I have to do, I have to find the strength to stand strong. So we'll stop over here. I guess we're going to pick up in Meretz Hashem Tuesday, because Monday is a Sunday schedule as well. Sunday, Monday is davening 7:15, Daf Yomi at 8. So we'll pick up in Meretz Hashem page 121 on Tuesday.